Is British food terrible? One of the greatest clichés about Britain is that the food is really awful. But how true is that? Time for some culinary investigation.
What is British food, exactly?
French visitors to Britain often ask themselves that same question. Consider Yorkshire pudding, for example. What is it? Basically, it is a roasted pancake mix. But it's not a pudding, and it's served with meat and gravy. Traditionally, UK cuisine was infamous for recipes such as Yorkshire pudding and for overcooking vegetables or boiling meat. But contemporary Brits, the minority who cook, that is, now have a passion for experimentation, taking culinary inspiration from all over the world.
Has British food always had such a bad reputation?
No. You may be surprised by the name of the first ever restaurant in Paris, which opened in 1780, La Grande Taverne de Londres. At the time, London had a reputation as a culinary destination. And in 1873, when Alexandre Dumas' Grand Dictionnaire de Cuisine was published, it included British dishes such as plum pudding and agneau à l'anglaise. Later, the British Empire controlled valuable spice-growing regions such as India, Malaysia, and much of East Africa. In fact, many classic British dishes are inspired by Oriental cuisine.
So why is the country's reputation so bad today?
For British cooking, the Second World War was a disaster. During the war and up to 1954, basic ingredients were strictly rationed. Even at the best London restaurants, culinary standards became very poor. At the same time, processed foods began to proliferate and were enthusiastically adopted by the next generation as the new convenient way to live. Just a generation later, Britain had become a country where many adults had no idea how to cook and food was often just seen as fuel.
But is that bad reputation still deserved?
Less and less. One proof of that can be found here in France, where many of the best-selling cookery books are translated from English. Also, Britain's supermarkets are full of exotic vegetables, herbs and spices, some of which are almost impossible to find in France. In large part, this is because the post-war period resulted in a break with the old traditions of British cuisine. People today are very open to trying new culinary experiences. The rise of vegetarianism and veganism has also produced a new spirit of innovation.
What are the top five dishes British people cook most?
Okay, this is not so good. A study of 2,000 adults showed that the average British person has just six recipes in their repertoire, most of which are comfort food. Top place goes to sausages and mashed potatoes, which is not exactly a culinary masterpiece, but better than baked beans on toast, which comes next and surely isn't cooking at all. Spaghetti bolognese comes third, but that's probably the case in a lot of countries. Boiled eggs and toast comes next, and again, is that really cooking? In fifth place, however, comes the traditional full English breakfast, which is simple stuff, but the one British dish that tourists always seem to fall in love with.